Welcome to the second half hour of the Townships at 12. In this half hour, I will be speaking with Jennifer Bauer from Mental Health S3. Jennifer is in charge of the Hugs campaign this year. I will also have some health news and some music. We will start off this second half of the show with a song by Canadian artist Roger Zura, and the song is called Homeless Man. We will hear the interview with Jennifer Bauer right after the song.
I'm a homeless man, you see me on the street. I'm doing the best I can, I'm a homeless man. When you see me, I'm close to the ground. When I ask for change, I make a pleading sound. At the beginning, when I was born, my mama had dreams, but this shoot's gone. My baby said love is give and take. When things go wrong, it's a highway should take. I don't drive no big shiny car, and I don't smoke no big fat cigar. I don't tell no corporate lies. I don't want proselytize. I'm a homeless man, I'm doing the best I can. I'm a homeless man, you see me on the street. I'm doing the best I can, I'm a homeless man. I lost all my teeth, and you say I don't have any brains, but I still run for shelter every time it rains. In the dead of winter, I'm on a blanket of steam. Still praise the Almighty, to you it may not be what it seems. Oh, Freddy's gone, he played by the book. He slipped up once, that's all it took. I don't drive no big shiny car, and I don't smoke no big fat cigar. I don't tell no corporate lies. I don't want to grow and dies. I'm a homeless man, I'm doing the best I can. I'm a homeless man, you see me on the street. I'm doing the best I can, I'm a homeless man.
Today I'm talking with Jennifer Bauer from Mental Health S3, and she is the project coordinator. And today we'll be talking about the Hugs campaign. So welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for the interview. Now, the Hugs campaign, can you explain about the Hugs campaign and how you came up with the name Hugs?
Yes, well, thank you for sharing that. And so the Hugs campaign is actually something that started way back in the day when Mental Health S3 was actually born, so in the early 20s. So if it's okay with you, I can give you a little bit of a history. So Mental Health S3 started, as I mentioned, in the early 20s. And the first winter, the first Christmas or holiday season that the board of directors were going to celebrate together, they were going to do so with a traditional exchange of gifts. So Judy, who is the founder of Mental Health S3, along with Lynn, her husband, when she was thinking about that, there's something about that tradition that seemed a little bit off to her. And so she started to think a little bit about the winter season, the cold, you know, that there's individuals that will find themselves probably outdoor during those cold months. And she was trying to see if there's maybe a way that we could help. And so this is where she proposed to the board of directors if they would be willing, instead of doing a gift exchange at their Christmas party, that they could maybe donate a pair of new socks. And all the board members agreed to this. And so they all brought in a new pair of socks, and then they kind of had other individuals also donate some socks, and they agreed to donate them to the local shelter. And so they had packaged them into these beautiful Christmas bags. And Judy, when everything was ready, called the director of the shelter here in Sherbrooke, and she mentioned that we had these, and he was very intrigued, and so made his way actually to our offices. And then this is Judy really sharing the story with me. And so he came and he circled the table multiple times where all the gifts were. And she really thought that we had done something wrong. And so she immediately said, you know, we can remove them from their gifts. We can really just keep them as socks in their packet, you know, original packages. And the director really interrupted her and said, this is lovely. You know, at the shelter, we often have lots of donations, you know, secondhand items, which is fantastic. But it tends to be more rare that we have, you know, new items and items that are gift wrapped. And for our clientele, you know, the holiday season is not really something we celebrate. It can be a really difficult time of the year. And so he said, this year, we have a reason to celebrate, and I will be Santa Claus this year. And so that's how Hugs actually started. And it moved from 1 year just socks to the next year was socks and gloves. And then over the few years, they came up with this idea of Hugs, which would incorporate hats, underwear, gloves, socks, and scarves. And so that's how kind of the acronym came to be. And it has really snowballed over the years. And it's a campaign we run every single year from November to March. So we're really lucky to be able to continue this.
It's a wonderful campaign and so important too. Now, we don't often think of homeless in our region because unlike big cities, we don't see people sleeping under the bridge, at least not now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they did for a while on Wellington Street. But tell us about the homelessness in our region.
It's a great question. It's a question that's a little bit difficult for me to answer as I think the shelter would be more equipped in terms of the numbers, the statistics, what it looks like. But we do know that even though it's not visible, homelessness very much does exist. And so for us, it was just really important to find a way to help. And we often know that there can be a relationship, sometimes a complicated one, between homelessness and mental health. Sometimes due to a mental illness, someone could find themselves in a very vulnerable position, or someone who is homeless may actually, it could trigger perhaps a mental illness or aggravate the mental health or mental problem that's already there. So because of that connection, it's really something where it was something that we felt we could really help and be involved in that capacity.
Okay, so there are homeless people in our region. Now, are there more men than women who are homeless?
So from my conversations with the shelter, so this is the Batache Saint-François, we have a few different services. They have the Accueil Poirier, and then they have the two homes, one for women, one for men. And so the Accueil Poirier, what they usually share with us is they see both men and women, but there is a tendency to see more men using the services of the shelter. And so often we do request, if we can, to bring in items more for men. And there seems to be a tendency to have more men than women that are seeking those services.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, you serve just the Estrie region, I guess, for the homeless. Is that correct?
So for Mental Health Estrie, our mandate is the Estrie region. I believe for the shelter as well. And so, yes, we would be kind of, these would be going to individuals that really walk through those doors at the Accueil Poirier. So they would very much be more from the region here.
Okay. Now, how is the campaign going so far?
It's going well. So we definitely, before the holidays, there tends to be a very big influx of items, which is wonderful. And part of the reason for that is usually around mid of Christmas or mid of December, I should say, the shelter does have a kind of Christmas gathering for the individuals that are seeking the services. And they and this is where we package some of these items and we can offer them directly to those residents. And so everyone is aware that that's the case. So a lot of donations come in before the holidays. After the holidays, it does slow down a little bit. But as much as individuals can offer and bring in new items that they purchase themselves, we also have a lot of monetary donations to the Hugs campaign. And so when there's little periods and pockets where it's a little bit slower, in the campaign, it allows us to use those funds, go out, purchase the sweatpants and the hats and the gloves that are needed, and then we go and we're able to deliver them to the shelter in those moments.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, are there any particular items that you're still lacking?
So I actually made a delivery right after the holidays to the shelter, and I spoke to them a little bit, and they were mentioning that socks are always extremely welcome. And that could be new socks and knitted socks as well. So we have a lot of knitted items and often scarves, which is fantastic. But they actually say that socks are actually the ones that are the most needed and the most used. So that's really important to know. And also things like sweatpants. Sweatpants are really needed in the sense that they can layer them during the winter season, or if they get wet, they can kind of swap them out. So the more sweatpants they have, the more they can give, you know, two or three to an individual, and they can take them with them. They often also suggest larger sizes, which again allows them to layer, and it also makes sure that it can fit anyone, even if someone's a little bit smaller, and neutral colors as well, something that they would feel comfortable into. So those are often the items that are sought, and gloves as well, obviously. That's a really big item as well too.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, you also accept toiletries such as deodorant, shampoo, hairbrushes, things like that?
We do, yes. And we really, really, it's important for toiletry items to really be new items. So nothing that's already started. I mean, it's just really for hygienic reasons. Toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, even hair brushes and combs are very welcomed as well, too. There's also hot paws or hot patches for hands and feet that are also very welcome too. So we will collect all of those, and we also will deliver those to the shelter.
Okay, now if someone wants to drop off something, there are beige bins outside of Mental Health S3 outside the office?
Yes, exactly. So we're located on College Street, so 3355 on College Street. If you go up the hill on the left-hand side, and we're on door number 2 on the right side of the building, and you'll see 2 beige bins. They clearly are marked with the Hugs poster, and you can leave. So if it's during business or outside of business hours, you can drop the items there. And when we're in the office, we bring them indoors. However, if you really prefer to meet someone in person, you can give us a call or email us, and we can schedule an in-person drop-off. And so we will be there, and we'll welcome you inside, and you can bring your items or monetary donations. We really would ask that no monetary donations go in the beige bins, but rather are mailed or really handed to us directly, just to make sure they get to us directly.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, I also read that giving a monetary donation, writing a check, it's important to write Hugs in the memo line.
Yes, it's so if you are really looking to donate directly to Hugs on the memo line at the bottom, or if you write a quick letter, just to mention it goes directly to the Hugs campaign, because sometimes individuals would like to make a donation just generally to our services, and that's great as well. So we can make the distinction, and they really go towards the right pockets, so that we really are using the funds for the correct reason and the intended reason that the donor is hoping for.
Could you give us your email and a phone number too if someone wants some more information?
Yes, of course. So again, my name is Jennifer, and you can reach me directly on the email, which is projects@mentalhealthist.com. You can go to our website and you can find my email there if ever needed. And you can also call our main phone line, which is 819-565-3777. You may reach Shannon or Tori, who are my colleagues. You can speak to them directly, or you could ask to speak to me, and they will redirect the phone lines to myself. And I would be the main person overseeing the Hugs campaign this year. So you're very welcome to call, ask any questions. If you have any concerns, please let me know. It is such a pleasure. It's such a beautiful campaign. It's such a pleasure to be able to be part of. And it's just a pleasure to talk to anyone that's interested in donating.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Jennifer?
I just wanted to thank you so much for reaching out and giving me the platform and the opportunity to speak more about Hugs. As I mentioned, something that's really close to our hearts. And I also wanted to thank the community. Year after year, the community has really come together for this campaign and donated these beautiful knitted items, these beautiful new items, and it really goes a long way. And so I really wanted to thank any individual, organization, a group, a school, church, a group that has donated to us. It is extremely, extremely appreciated. And thank you to you for giving us this platform to talk more about this really important campaign.
And thank you, Jennifer. It's such an important campaign in our community, and we wish you all the best on the campaign.
Thank you so much.
And next up, we're going to hear some more music. This is Glenn Campbell, Try a Little Kindness, and we'll follow that with some health news here on the Townships at 12.
brother standing by the road with a heavy load from the seeds he sowed. And if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Let's shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness. Narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded street. Walk around the down and out, lend a helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone along their way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Yes, shine your light for everyone to see.
And next up, some health information here on the Townships at 12 with your host, me, Maureen. Winter weather changes can negatively affect the skin, the body's largest organ. Colder temperatures and a lack of moisture in the air can damage unprotected skin, especially on the face and hands. They're the wounds in an annual battle with dry winter air. When the temperature drops, the humidity tends to drop with it, says Dr. Don Davis, a Mayo Clinic dermatologist. And so naturally, your skin dehydrates. Dr. Davis says hands are especially vulnerable to cracks and cuts that can put you at risk for infection. So the use of winter clothing is very helpful to help slow or delay or prevent evaporation off the skin's surface, says Dr. Davis. If that's not enough, Dr. Davis suggests one of three categories of moisturizers: ointments, which contain oil, creams, which have oil and water, and lotions, which are generally water-based. If your skin is extremely raw, you may want to start with ointments, says Dr. Davis. Once skin improves, rubbing in a hypoallergenic fragrance-free cream or lotion may provide enough moisture to prevent further problems. And remember, these products only last for a few hours at maximum, says Dr. Davis, so you really need to hydrate and moisturize at a minimum of 2 to 3 times a day. And that information is from the Mayo Clinic. I want to thank my guest today, Sabrina Dwyer from Nature Conservancy Canada and Jennifer Bauer from Mental Health History. We will finish the show today with a song by Emmylou Harris, and the song is called Cup of Kindness. Have a great afternoon, everyone, and thanks for listening.
Unlock truth. Beside